With its shops and products from around the world, Faneuil Hall Marketplace, housed in a 180-year-old building in downtown Boston, is one of the nation's most popular tourist attractions. Today, Faneuil Hall is celebrating its 20th anniversary as a model for urban redevelopment. But the festivities are being marred by infighting between the market's merchants and its developer, a fight that has led them to court. From member station WBUR, Aaron Schachter reports.
La musica!
Wait, I'm talking to everybody. You guys want to see a show? Okay.
In the summertime, magicians, clowns, and a host of other street performers can always rely on a big crowd of tourists and locals at Faneuil Hall and Quincy Market. With colonial-era cobblestones and Greek Revival mercantile buildings, it's one of the most heavily trafficked and entertaining stops on a tourist's itinerary.
If you want to go hotter, let me know, because I can really burn your tonsils off.
Inside Quincy Market is a mix of kitsch and crafts. Shops that sell Mad Dog Inferno hot sauce, candles, and the ubiquitous t-shirts. As many as 14 million visitors a year stream through Faneuil Hall.
It's an awesome place to visit, it's an awesome place to shop.
We've been to Milan in Italy, and it's a little bit like it. Milan is a little more, you know, fancier. I think it's beautiful.
Faneuil Hall may be the closest an American city has come to the idea of Europe's grand public shopping arcades, according to Richard Smith, one of the original architects on the renovation project 20 years ago. Smith says the marketplace was the first and still among the most successful of the urban renewal projects trying to reverse decline in American cities, like Baltimore's Inner Harbor, South Street Seaport in New York City, and most recently Union Station in the nation's capital.
This was a key example of how could you bring people back to the city, what could make the city feel like a worthwhile place to live.
But now some shopkeepers say Faneuil Hall may not be such a worthwhile place to work. The tenants are suing their landlord, the Rouse Company, a much-celebrated developer operating 75 malls around the country. A group of tenants accuse Rouse of siphoning off money for the company while leaving them to deal with snow-piled walkways, overflowing trash, even an occasional rat. Robert Holder of the Faneuil Hall Merchants Association says it's hurting morale.
The one thing that these guys don't realize, though, about this group of merchants that makes us very different from, let's say, Bloomfield Hills Mall in Michigan, is that we're here because we share a common set of values about the city. We're here because we really believe in Faneuil Hall Marketplace as an urban center.
But Rouse charges that this is just a few loudmouths raising a stink in the local press to get their 15 minutes of fame. Rouse spokesperson Kathy Lichtig says it's those tenants who are ruining the family atmosphere.
It really baffles me, and it also saddens me to think that some of our merchants would rather rehash old issues, old problems, time after time, day after day, in the press rather than sitting down with us and working on ways to move this property forward.
Even though it says the charges are false, Rouse does seem to be responding to the tenants' complaints. The company is bringing in more local craftsmen, for instance, and sprucing up the marketplace with more trees and more signs. Rouse promises that the unique atmosphere of Faneuil Hall will remain, and visitors can still count on being serenaded by entertaining street performers.
Nothing worth having comes without some kind of fight.
For National Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schachter in Boston.
Got to kick at the darkness till it leaves it.